and usually cook them on top of the stove, partially cook them and put a crust on them and put them inside it.
And is there any other word besides apple pie?
Well, sometimes they call cobbler pie.
Somebody that has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
vittles.
Yeah, do you ever hear that used much anymore, vittles?
No.
I don't either. What would you call the sweet liquid that you pour over a pudding? Or another thing to describe this might be you mix flour and butter and grease to make a
sauce.
I don't think that we use a sweet liquid over pudding called a sauce much, do you?
No, I don't. I wouldn't.
Food taken between regular meals, you might call it a what?
Snack.
If you say, we're talking about food, you say, what breakfast at 7 o'clock? I
ate breakfast.
And then yesterday, I had already, yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten.
And last week, I something breakfast every day. I
ate breakfast every day. I skipped breakfast every day.
I ate breakfast. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Right. How do you make coffee?
Well, I use Perk coffee most of the time. Well, done instant.
So when you're going to fix it, you say, I'm going to Perk.
Well, I usually just say, I'm going to make coffee.
But when you were a girl, did your mother go say, I'm going to make coffee, or did she use some other word?
Well, we didn't have percolators when I was a girl.
So she
just
might,
had to wake the coffee pot.
Did she ever say, boil the coffee? Or?
Well, I don't know. She may have, but of course, coffee was boiled then.
What do you drink from when you're thirsty?
A glass.
If you drop it, you might say, uh-oh, I
broke my glass.
And if you did it yesterday, you say, yesterday I
broke my broke my glass.
But then if you found out it wasn't, you'd say, I didn't. Another part of the word.
I didn't break my glass.
Right. But then you might say, but someone else has
broken.
If I ask you how much you drink, you might say,
I drank a glass full.
And then if you did it yesterday, you'd say, yesterday
I drank.
And tomorrow,
I'm going to drink.
And you'd say, have you? If you want to know how much someone else had to drink, you'd say, have you?
Have you had your drink?
Or did you? How much did you? How much
did you? Did you drink your cup of coffee?
Oh, you might say, how much have you?
Have you drank?
When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them when you would tell them to come on? And what might you say?
Dinner's ready. Dinner's served.
Or if you just said friends and relatives or intimate friends, you'd say what? You probably wouldn't say dinner's served, would you?
We'd just say, come on, let's eat.
That's right. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say, if they're on the table in front of them, you say, go ahead and
pass the potatoes or help yourself.
Mm-hmm. If he went ahead and took some, you'd say, he went ahead and
served.
Or you used another word. You said you'd say to him, help yourself. And you'd say, well, he's already
helped his plate.
Then you might say, if you decide not to eat something, you'd say,
I don't like this. I don't care for this.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps you had something more than you could eat for Sunday dinner. And Monday you'd eat it, and you'd say you were having what?
Leftovers.
You put the food in your mouth and you begin to what to it when you're eating?
Chew.
And then, did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
No.
But you know what I'm talking about? You know what it's called?
Corn dumplings.
No, I was thinking of something else. Cornmeal mush?
I've eaten cornmeal mush.
You don't like it?
Yeah, we used to eat it a lot when I just don't say a lot, but on cold nights sometimes when we were children. And then sometimes we'd have grits for supper.
I love cornmeal mush.